AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson. The CEO of Sprint Corporation is surprised how quickly his company and Cuba's telecommunications company were able to work out a deal on roaming cell service.
At the beginning, you know, we thought, oh my God, the Cuban government is going to be slow, but you know, to everybody's, especially to my surprise, I was blown away. We worked together as a team, both ETECS and Sprint, and we've signed this agreement in record time.
Marcelo Claure made the announcement today in Havana.
We take a lot of pride in being the first U.S. telecom to sign a direct roaming agreement and a direct interconnection agreement with ETECS.
Myron Brilliant, Executive Vice President of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, says the U.S. government holds the key as to how quickly future deals are made.
There are things that can be done in Washington. We're taking a look at it. We're going to be a voice for change and ultimately a voice for the end of the embargo. But that's not going to be done overnight. It's going to take time.
AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson.